You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, creator of heaven and earth, who has made this day and given us opportunity one more time to gather as a family to pray. Our theme for the month or the season is Stand Out, and it's from the scripture 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. And it reads that by ye a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. May the Lord manifest the scripture in our lives, each and every one of us, as we continually congregate at Bethel Encounter in humility, praying that his will be established in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today we are focusing on divine appointment and favor. Divine appointment and favor. And I'm reading a scripture from Psalm 75, 6 and 7. Psalm 75, 6 and 7. Can you help me read that scripture, please? Psalm 75, 6 and 7.
For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Amen.
Amen. Can you please read it one more time?
For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so clearly it's written clearly in scripture that promotion cometh from the Lord. He is the one who puts down one and brings up another, or he is the one who causes there to be a change. A change in position. Any change in position, it cometh from above. That is to say that if you try other means to change your position or to change the state of things, it will revert and it can cause a lot of problems. Your best and your most effective and your perfect way to cause about a change or to see things change is to submit your case to God. To submit your case to God. That is most important. And that is the best way out. Promotion cometh not from the east nor from the west, not from some nation or another nation, not from the south, but God is the judge. He put her down one and set up another. And we have these supporting scriptures by which we are going to pray. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, from 1 Samuel 2:8. 1 Samuel 2:8. God raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. It's very interesting. For the pillars of the earth, what holds the earth up, they are the Lord's. He owns it all, and he hath set the world upon them. And for which reason? He is the only one who can raise up the poor out of the dust and lift him among from beggars, from the beggar and from the dunghill, and set him or her or them among princes. We are praying that, Father, lift me into my ordained place of ministry. You know, there are people who are using all sorts of things, connections. Some are using YouTube ads to put themselves in a certain place of ministry. Some are using all sorts of endorsements to position themselves in a certain place. They are finding, they are establishing a certain market position. But when it comes to ministry, ministry is not the market, or it's not industry. As to how God sees you and how he causes men to uphold you, Jesus found favor with God and with man as he grew in wisdom. It comes by the hand of God positioning. Favor comes from God, and it's in his favor that we find life. So according to this scripture that we have read in 1 Samuel 2:8, seeing that the Lord is the only one who can lift up a man, we are praying that, Father, lift me into my ordained place of ministry. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Lift me, Lord,
into my place,
my God,
Lord,
Jesus, Lord,
into my ordained place of ministry. Lift me into my ordained place of ministry. That place which you have purposed for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the foundations of the world. Every place you have called me, every position you have called me to, Lord, lift me. Let it be made manifest. Lift me, Lord. Lift me, Lord, even into that place.
Jesus, into my ordained place of ministry.
Lift me to my ordained place of ministry.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
my God. You to be patient with the Lord and see him position you gradually in that place where he has ordained you to be before the foundations of the world. It's very important. In his own time, he makes things beautiful. And then also remember, as we said, that only he can do it. Now we are praying our second prayer from Esther 2:17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Esther was set above all the women, and she found favor in the king's sight more than all the virgins. We see in the parable of the virgins, it's signifying believers. And Even amongst believers, we find exalted ones. We see in Acts 20:32 that amongst them that are sanctified, there are them that lay hold upon the inheritance. We want to be that kind in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we are praying that the Lord grant me, Lord, grant me unusual favor with divine connections. Not man-made connections, man-driven connections, no. That's the God kind of connection, like Abraham and Melchizedek, how they met. It was by the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Declare to me, Lord.
Lord,
grant me unusual favor.
Grant me unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
With divine connections.
With divine connections.
Which are directed.
Which are directed.
Which are inspired.
Which are inspired.
Which are orchestrated.
Which are orchestrated.
According to your plan.
According to your plan.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray. It reads that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turneth it with us, whithersoever he will. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. We are praying that Lord incline hearts to your work through us for your kingdom assignments. Lord, incline hearts to your work through me for kingdom assignments. There are people who have served and served and served and served, and yet despised in one place, despised in another place, despised and despised. You find in Jesus' ministry that he was honored by many. His service was appreciated. Yes, there were those who clearly were against him, the Pharisees criticizing him, the Sadducees having issues with him. But we know that there were many that supported the ministry of Jesus. Even some left, or many left at a point, and yet you always find that wherever he went, there were people who supported. They treated him with honor and dignity. And so this comes by the hand of the Lord. It is only God who can turn the king's heart in your direction. He alone can turn the hearts of men to favor your work, so that you be appreciated if you are singing in the choir, so that you be appreciated wherever, properly honored, where you must be honored. It takes the Lord to do so. Please declare after me, Lord.
Lord,
incline hearts to your work through me.
Incline hearts
for
to your
kingdom work assignments.
For kingdom
one more time, Lord,
Lord.
Incline hearts to your work.
Incline hearts
through
to your
me
work,
through for kingdom me assignments.
For kingdom assignments. Jesus, because of your hearts.
If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I invite you to do so. Jesus is the only way. He's the only truth, and he's the only source of life. And this life is eternal life, not just life, but eternal life, and also life in full, where you have peace of mind all around and not troubled life. Therefore, if you want to give your life to Christ Jesus, just say these words after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Declare after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. Today I come before you, have mercy upon me, and be a sinner such as I surrender my life completely to you. I turn away from every old way. And Lord, I pray that today, from this day, direct my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you and to you alone, my King of Kings. Thank you, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Let's exalt the Lord in this song, even as we have prayed. In faith that every single prayer has been answered in Jesus' name.
Great is Jehovah, great is Jehovah, great is Jehovah, great is Jehovah, great is Jehovah. Lift your voice and sing with me.
info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.